Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 50 of Marvelicious Toys. This is Marjorie.
This is Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And I'm trying to mix up my inflections this week.
I noticed that. You threw me. I almost had to go, like, downtone it a little bit.
And we are back with Marvelicious Toys. This issue, we're going to be talking about an in-depth review of Marvel Universe Wave 19, looking at some of the new costumes coming out in Marvel Comics, and a new Hot Toys license. But to start off, some bargains in
the Spectacular Store Report.
We talked last week about how we hope stores are going to start resetting real soon for Christmas. But if my Walmarts are any indication, they're starting by out with the old before they get in with the new. We have some major clearances going on, although the discounts aren't as deep as I'd like them to be at Walmart. If you haven't had luck finding a Sentinel at TJ Maxx or Marshall's or on Amazon for the $25 price point, they are down to $40 at our Walmart.
Yeah, they've been sitting there 40 for quite a while at Walmart. They need to go through and make another little slash. They need to bring that smiley face Zorro guy back from the from the 90s and start slashing their clearance stuff.
Ours hadn't gone on clearance until just this past week. They'd been sitting there at full price on the main shelves on the one store that still had any Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that I'm seeing on clearance isn't really all that clearancy. Like you mentioned, you saw Guardians of the Galaxy at one, and like those are $24, $25 normally. I think they had them down to $21. It's like, well, okay, that's not really clearance, but maybe if you take it down to $10, I'll think about taking it.
They also had the Battle Pack, and I think you mentioned this in a previous episode, Justin, but this is our first time seeing it. The comic collection packs of four Avengers figures marked down to $21 from the normal $30.
Yeah, see, that's not a bad cut. Those kind of came and went after a few weeks of being out there.
I cannot find the one with the Hulk. We only had the other one.
Yeah, that one's pretty popular.
The pop vinyls were down to $7 from $10. And then my poor, poor mini mugs.
Yeah, they were clearanced out at Target a while ago for $3, and they went lightning fast.
You can get the individuals for $4.50 at Walmart or the two packs for $9. And they had all of them.
Wow. I might need to keep an eye on that, because I think there's still a few of those that I haven't necessarily picked up yet. That only seems like 50 cents off from the regular price, right? They were $5 single and 10 or 11 bucks for the two packs, right?
According to the Walmart sticker, and it would never lie, now $4.50 was $5.96.
Oh.
Or now $9 was $12.96.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good savings if you're buying all of them.
Yeah. Save enough to get a couple toys after that.
And they're still trying to get rid of that Spider-Man Squinkies dispenser for $19.
Don't you feel bad you overpaid?
Which time?
I did find a really weird, amazing Spider-Man toy. And by weird, I mean it's filthy. What actually was it, Arnie?
The Amazing Spider-Man Web Battle Water Attack. It's a two-pack of figures. You get Lizard and Spider-Man in it. And they both have an action feature.
Yes, well, the Lizard's action figure seems to be more fitted for fellatio.
It is head-bobbing action.
It is head-bobbing action. And Spider-Man's action feature seems to be something called the dry one.
What?
It's a hand job. Spider-Man is clearly giving Lizard a hand job.
This video is up on MarveliciousToys.com for anyone who doesn't believe us. Because, my God, it's not since that incredibly bad Hulk that has the mouth that keeps opening and that I've seen such... How do they not see this in QA? How do they not go and go, oh, that looks like Spider-Man's giving someone a hand job? How do they let that shit?
So is that working girl Spider-Man and Lizard?
So it's not just us, right?
No, I don't know what he's possibly supposed to be doing. I suppose there's that scene from Silence of the Lambs with that guy in the jail cell.
Oh.
That doesn't make it any better. Yeah, those are weird. Head-bopping lizard and goop-tossing Spidey.
But other than that, Wave 19 has finally started to show up in my area at the one Walmart still carrying Marvel Universe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping Target gets in here pretty quick, and that's where some of these variants start to show up. But for now, I have been able to track down a couple full sets of Wave 19 minus the variant Spider-Man, which is the Baghead Spider-Man, which is the one I actually am the most interested in getting out of all these Spider-Man that are shipping out right now. But let's start in order. Let's take a look at number 12 from Series 4, She-Hulk. Now, I don't know if this one is considered a repaint or she was supposed to be out before the comic pack version, but it's the same sculpt as the comic pack She-Hulk that we just got a couple weeks back. But to me, I like this outfit better.
I think this outfit works a lot better than the other one, because the other one's like cleavage-bearing, hip-hugging, coochie-cutting, one-piece swimsuit She-Hulk.
Wait a second. She still looks like she's leading aerobics in the 80s.
She does, but at least the outfit covers the full torso.
Yeah, the paint goes right up to the cut in where her legs start. Which was my problem with the last one, is they tried to make it, like Arnie said, a bikini. And that's what I said made that area look too busy. There was too much going on there. This at least looks...
It needed more waxing.
Wait, her bikini area was too busy. This is awesome.
It looks more finished now. But yeah, same exact figure, darker color green this time. The other one is more kind of gamma green.
I would call it more olive.
Olivey. Mm. Olivish. And she does have that extra articulated neck joint, but once again, a lot of hair that, you know, doesn't allow you to do much with that articulation.
Maybe it's the facial expression. The one in the comic pack had, like, green lipstick, a darker green than the body, and this one doesn't have it, so maybe that's skewing my perception. But to me, it looks like there's a slightly different facial expression going on. Like, the one, and maybe it just is how the Chinese person painted the pupils, but this one's kind of looking up more like, you want some? And the other one's just kind of looking like, I'm a girl.
Oh, my God.
Well, this one does have the lipstick, but since she is a darker green, it's not as apparent. But yeah, the eyebrows seem to be a little bit different. Overall, if I'm going to display one or the other, this is going to be the one that gets displayed.
And we had commented we weren't sure how they might be able to reuse this body. But a couple of our forum members, Dex1138 and BadFlipKC, had some good ideas as to where we might see this body again. Titania and Volcana, a couple of characters who I know best from like the first Secret Wars series. So if they decide to do those characters, those are also really tall, really muscular female characters where this body could get some reuse.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a great sculpt all the way around. I mean, it's got all the articulation that I could hope for, and it's a brand new female buck. So interesting to see what they do with it in the future. I can't imagine they did this just for She-Hulk. And I mean, even though we can get a red She-Hulk down the line and a couple other outfit variants, you don't think that they're going to just keep pumping out She-Hulk line after line.
She's no Iron Man.
But then we move on to lucky number figure 13, which is Punisher. And this is, off the top of my head, I want to say at least the third Punisher, possibly the fourth Punisher we've gotten.
I believe the third, unless there were some more comic packs that I'm not thinking of. I'm not counting. He's the fourth if you count that Target 2-pack.
Right. That's where I was getting the third foggy one in my memory. And that doesn't really count as a separate Punisher in my mind.
Yeah, because he was a repack. They did the first one, which was actually the figure that made me go, I'm not going to buy that line of figures. Wave 1, Marvel Universe, they had the Punisher with that crazy head.
Oh, crazy head, horrible hands, huge feet. Yeah, that was an early scar on the line. And I can see why, if you saw that on the shelves, being like, well, yep, that was fun to look at. I'm done.
Because it came out and I loved the card art so much. And Marjorie was like, yeah, you don't want to start collecting a new line. But she agreed that those cards freaking rocked. And I'm looking at them, and they were exciting and new and colorful, and there was Human Torch. And I'm trying to convince myself, maybe I should customize them into Jedi.
No.
Or I thought, honestly, the Punisher's head would be great on a Stormtrooper, you know, Punisher Stormtrooper or Punisher Boba Fett, Punisher Mandalorian. You could go a lot of ways with it. And then I saw that head, and I'm like, nah.
Nope. Well, and then the second release was, you know.
That was a make good. That was a, oops, we screwed up, we're sorry.
Yeah, but it was still the older style body and all that stuff. And finally we get Punisher with the proper articulation, this great new male buck that we've been enjoying on quite a few figures lately. And he's got a nice sculpted belt that, you know, form the skull teeth, which is, I think, a first. I'm not sure if we've seen a sculpted belt before.
I don't think we have. It's been always the painted skull.
Yep. He's got working holsters. He comes with the most accessories out of anybody in this entire wave. He comes with two handguns, a submachine gun Uzi type of thing, and a knife, which sheathes at his ankle. And it's, I don't think it's the same butter knife that Kraven came with. It looks a little bit sharper, but it actually works in a sheath, which is nice. And the facial sculpt is the best out of any Punisher we've gotten so far.
Yeah, this figure rocks. I love the look of the skull on it. He's different enough that it feels like a Frank from a different era instead of just another Punisher figure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a huge Punisher fan, you could probably have all three or four of these figures standing next to each other and pretend like they're all from different iterations of Punisher's lifespan. But out of this whole wave, he's the one I'm most pleased with, which is weird considering it's the third time we've gotten him.
Just the way you compose him, all the different accessories. This is one of those figures that if I had at my desk, I'm sure I'd be constantly playing with the way I did, like, World War Hulk.
You played with World War Hulk all the time?
I did.
So were you sitting at your desk, like, fighting your action figures?
No, just posing him in different ways.
Oh, okay.
And sitting
That's
him
a
down.
Lot better. Isn't that what you thought of, Justin?
Hulk Smash conference call.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I had in my mind. Hulk don't want to do TPS report.
Like, now I want to custom up Hulk with like glasses and a coffee cup. Great.
Great. Go ahead and need to get that World War Hulk back from you.
But that's my Red Hulk.
See, when us men say we're playing with our toys, we're not actually like, you know, fighting them and going pew, pew, pew. Well, maybe some of us are. But for the most part, it means we're just kind of fiddling with it.
Or taking pictures of them.
Right.
Okay. This isn't getting better.
Or sitting down to record and talk about them. moving on to figure 14. Is anybody want to guess?
Spider-Man.
Hey, Spider-Man.
Speaking of figures that get repacked endlessly.
Now, at least here, what I can say about this is they finally finished a team. The Future Foundation team is finally assembled to the point where you can display them all, which is nice. You know, it's always neat to be able to finish a whole team.
Invisible Woman was the slow one for Fantastic Four, as I recall, right? We didn't get her for a long time.
Only available in those three different variations of the Fantastic Four pack.
Now I see he comes with a rope of gloop.
Yep, yet again, one rope of gloop.
Oh.
It's the accessory that Spider-Man loves to get packed with. So they've been packing this accessory in since the very first Spider-Man. I still have yet to figure out what the hell to do with it.
Yeah, I can't figure out which end is tangled. Is the tangled end what he's shooting at the building, or is the tangled end what he's wrapping around his hand? Yeah!
It just looks like a screw-up. It's like Spider-Man would never do that.
And here it's in this translucent, milky plastic. I like it better when it's a darker gray. This one is a little something.
But yeah, this is the new buck, which is awesome. You know, we get Spider-Man in his awesome new outfit. My particular sample here has a weird paint scheme where they tried to make him less white by doing a gray wash over him. And it's uneven, like right at his pelvis where the articulation turns at his waist. There's a bright cut line where it's white above it and gray below it.
Yeah, sometimes those washes don't turn out as good as they could have. And this one seems to be one of those cases, but it's odd because I wouldn't think that they paint them disassembled, but that's how it comes across.
it very much looks like it. But once again, this one was beat to the shelves by that comic pack version with that inverted color scheme like this. And I got to be honest with you, I think the inverted color scheme one looks cooler than this one.
That's not a problem with the toy, though. That goes back to the artist who came up with the Future Foundation outfits. But I agree with you. I think Phantomaxes should be, you know, suing Spider-Man for stealing his black and white outfit in this version. Whereas the black one, it looks more like black-suited Spider-Man with just a cooler white pattern on it.
Yeah, exactly. So we can finally put that to bed. We have the team, and hopefully we're done with new Spider-Man for a while. Oh, no, we still have two variants to find.
Miles Morales and Baghead, but Baghead's fun.
Yeah. I've been seeing people online who have that have been taking the bag off to see what's under there, and there's actually an unpainted, fully sculpted head under there. The only thing that's painted are the eyes.
Nice.
It doesn't look anything like Peter Parker, but there's a head under there.
Oh, I was hoping it looked like Peter.
Yeah, I think that's why people are ripping the bag off, but no such luck yet. And then we get figure 15, which I think is probably going to be the most sought-after figure in this wave. And it's Kang, Marvel's Kang, not to be confused with anybody else's Kang.
There's another Kang?
I don't know.
There must be if it's called Marvel's Kang.
Oh, there's a Kang and Kodos in The Simpsons. There's the Kang district in Afghanistan. There's King Kang of Chu, who died in 545 BC.
Was he trademarked?
And then there's, Kang from Star Trek, a Klingon warrior from the 60s.
Ah, you didn't know that right off the top of your head? I'm a little disappointed.
Me too.
So looking at Marvel's Kang here, I'm looking at a bunch of new parts. There may be some reuse in his arms and his torso, but obviously an all-new head. And he's got one of those dickies like we talked about before. That purple thing is just something they slapped on him, and it kind of rotates around when you...
Hey, those are very popular in the Marvel Universe.
I guess. Wearing dickies on the outside of your clothes is just a...
It's what superheroes do.
It is to Marvel what underwear on the outside is to DC.
Exactly.
You joke about that, but I bet you somewhere along the line, somebody made that call. It's like, well, if you're going to have underwear on the outside, we're going to have dickies on the outside. But yeah, there may be a few reused, you know, common parts, but around his waist, he's got a nice, I don't know what you want to call it, a tunic or whatever that just slips over. I guess it's just his shirt tucked in under his belt.
Yeah, he's wearing a tunic type shirt. Yeah.
In the future, that's what all the cool kids do. They wrap their... It's kind of like how today the cool people have their pants hanging around their, like,
those
jock.
Cool people.
In the future, the cool people tuck their shirt into their belt and let it hang down to their thighs.
Well, Kang has some awesome go-go boots that come thigh high.
I can see those being reused on a female character later on.
Those are like hooker boots.
Yeah. Actually, I guess Scarlet Witch has her own version. We'll be talking about it in a minute.
Exactly. And then, you know, I mean, all that good articulation, double hinged knees, that swivel right through the calf articulation that they've been putting. And what do we call these? Rocker ankles?
Yeah, ankle rockers.
But not a whole lot going on in the paint department, but they got a pretty cool metallic purple going on that goes against his forest green, and then a nice blue face with, it looks like kind of goldish yellow eyes.
He honestly looks like he kind of stole the Green Goblin's outfit somewhere along the line.
I don't know what it was about purple and green. Maybe it's something with the comic printing process in the 60s. Maybe one of our listeners can enlighten me. But purple and green were the color combination du jour for Hulk, Green Goblin, Kang, so many others.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at his weapon here. I don't know if this is unique to him from the comics or whatnot, but this is unique to Marvel Universe so far. I've never seen this accessory before. So we've got a new sculpt here, and it's kind of neat looking, you know? It's kind of alien and bigger than a standard handgun and flat and long. And they got a nice wash on it. I can't tell if it's black painted silver or if it's silver with some black highlights on it, but it's a neat looking weapon.
I really like him. Now, having gotten Kang from the old Secret Wars line, I was disappointed he didn't come with a lenticular, but I do like this figure a lot. And being packed one per case, he is going to be a bit of a chase to get.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear from other people out there who have found this figure. The one I have in my hand, I'm afraid to turn the articulation on both of his upper thighs because it feels like it's almost glued shut, and like I can almost see in there like that whitening of plastic right before it gets ready to rip. So I wonder if I have a bad sample or if this might be a problem throughout the line. So if anybody else has one and you're having that problem, let us know on Facebook or in the forums or whatnot. I want to know if I should be looking for another one because his leg's going to fall off pretty soon.
When the one you mailed me gets here, I'll let you know.
Excellent. And then finally, number 16 is, I'm thinking, going to be the hardest one to find right before Kang, if not as hard as Kang. But Scarlet Witch, she seems to be super duper popular. And I don't know if it's because she's being rebooted in comics right now or...
Yeah, did you see that alternate cover I posted to Facebook?
Yeah.
She's looking good.
She's looking hot. Looking hot.
And I don't often say that about pieces of art.
But this is the more classic pink under to clothes with the bright red outfit.
Yeah, she wears a pink body stocking and then puts a red jumpsuit on over it.
Well, that's what you do when you have pink body stockings.
So yeah, this is the new standard size female. You know, I think it was the first time we saw it was on X-23. So she's going to have parts from there. But what I'm kind of digging is she has her own little hooker boots that come way up her thighs.
And those are molded too.
Yeah, not just painted on. They went the extra mile on that one. And they also gave her high heels. That's pretty impressive.
And with the ankle rocker articulation, now that they have thigh highs, and let's face it, S&M gear is pretty popular with the comic book female characters. I see us with a combination of different feet and different boots. This could be used on a bevy of female characters.
So she's got a pretty decent head sculpt. Like, her facial sculpt is nice. She's got that little tuft of hair that's coming over her. I don't know what you even call that. It's not a mask. It's kind of a face frame.
Tiara?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, she's a witch. It's kind of tiara-ish.
It's like a cowl, kind of. I think once you become into some sort of evil genius or superhero, you can whatever the hell you want, and no one's going to say anything to you. Because you can make up articles of clothing, and no one's going to care.
It's kind of like Megamind.
Yeah, I like her. I like that they have her hands in that weird kind of spellcasting pose. I notice yours may have a paint error on the nose.
Only noticeable. Oh, yep.
She's either nice, that or it's a scar.
Well, let's see. I don't know. I think that is a red paint smudge right on the side of her nose. Looks like it's kind of coming off. Nope, it's still there. Maybe she was doing too much blow in the bathroom and she kind of just got some rusty pipes.
Oh, nice. But no, this is a really good figure. She is shipping again in revision cases, but yeah, I could see them with just a head swap and a slight repaint being able to do the new Marvel Now version of this too, where she doesn't have the body stocking above the unitard.
Yeah, I have one little slight gripe with this one, and it's just the way her cape sits. It doesn't want to sit on her shoulders quite right. The thing that comes in front of her neck wants to like ride up and looks like it's choking her. But that's a minor gripe. Other than that, the cape is sculpted nice and flowing-ish. But all in all, two solid waves in a row, I would say. Lots of new sculpts, lots of new figures, lots of upgrades to figures that we've needed to get upgraded. I'm pretty happy with the line these last two waves.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I'm glad Marvel Universe is back. You know, I'm not the articulation guy. I like the movie figures, and I like Marvel Legends, but this is what got me into Marvel collecting as an adult, and it's so nice to see it back with a vengeance and with great figures that just make it exciting to be part of this line versus ho-hum, repaint old buck. And just some nice newly sculpted parts that feel like something I couldn't make at home.
Yeah. I mean, and I tell you, as the guy who hits the stores quite a bit, you know, you get used to not seeing stuff for so long that it's been such a long time since I had the feeling of like looking at something and taking a second to register that I'm seeing something brand new that I wasn't expecting to see on the pegs. And I got that feeling with this wave because I really wasn't expecting them yet. You know, we had just found wave 18 not too long ago, and there was Scarlet Witch staring me in the face one day. I was like, wow, that's what I'm really seeing. There must be a new wave here. And sure enough, I was able to put together a whole wave from a couple Walmarts that day.
And one for me, too.
Yep.
So very cool.
Well, since we're not finding anything in the store, suddenly there's one place to get toys.
This just in. News from the web!
Just last week, I was saying, Oh boy, Hot Toys, you're coming out fast and furious. There's so many of you. And now they announce they picked up a new Marvel license. And now this isn't a big shocker.
No, I mean, you knew this was going to happen.
In fact, I'm kind of glad it did. But yes, they have announced that officially they will be making Iron Man 3 products. So that black and gold armor that we saw at Comic-Con will probably be sold to me before the movie hits screens.
Yeah, that was a given that that was coming, obviously. But geez, I can't wait to start seeing more footage from this, because with all the rumors floating around, we might be seeing extremist versions of War Machine, or at least a modified War Machine. So a new sculpt there, and maybe even whatever that Iron Patriot painted up version we saw a snapshot of. That could be a cool repaint.
So what I've deduced so far is we're looking at about 1,500 to 2,000 alone just in those.
Quite possibly.
Marjorie maybe needs to get a second job at Starbucks.
Not at Starbucks, dear. Please, we can't take you caffeinated. I'm excited about the thought of a Ben Kingsley, because I need a pacifist Hot Toy.
I'm sensing a custom Gandhi in the future.
And then if they ever come out with a Sacha Baron Cohen, I can recreate the dictator. No, this is to be expected. This isn't shocking news. But yet announcing the license this far out, it's like, oh.
But you knew it was going to happen.
I know.
I mean, obviously it's been wildly successful for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to release a Hot Toy of the Month.
I wish it was just a Hot Toy of the Month. I get paid every other week, and so does Hot Toys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, this does kind of seem like an announcement that, you know, well, we've got to get it out there anyway. You know, it's not going to set the world on fire. So kind of makes me wonder, like, what the next huge news item is going to be coming out soon.
Here's what I fear. You know that they announced Joss Whedon signed a 3-year exclusive deal with Disney, and he's making TV and Avengers 2 and all this, and they're making a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. If Hot Toys announces S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show the license, oh, that's going to hurt.
That'll literally be a new character every other day.
Still want my Ruffalo. That way he can do the Thriller dance with Elektra.
There you go.
But no matter how cool Hot Toys is, it just goes to show you, sometimes a company can never beat a human. Well, companies are staffed by humans, but you know what I mean. Of just pure ingenuity. And of course, aren't the first ones to take flight always the Russians? Because there's a Russian who has actually bested us Americans by creating a flying helicarrier.
Oh, yeah. And a big one at that.
This thing is awesome. It looks cooler than the Hasbro toy, if a little squat. And this thing really flies. And it's actually both water-ready and air-ready. How freaking cool is this?
It's pretty neat. It needs some figures on there. And I feel like you need to, like, glue them down or something.
But it said it probably can't support the weight of the figures.
Probably not. It's probably made out of some pretty lightweight plastic or something. But it reminds me of that remote control Millennium Falcon type of thing where it's, you know, just one single fan in the middle that propels it. Well, this has all four of the engines.
For all we know, it's four of those Millennium Falcons glued together in a different body and all working under one frequency. But, man, it is cool. If you haven't seen this, you need to check it out. We'll have a link from the Marvelicious Toys homepage. One final bit of news this week. We talked about this last week with all of the Avengers Blu-ray exclusives and what was I going to do? Which ones was I going to get? Because I'd already pre-ordered that 10-disc set that has all the other movies. And then rumors started to swirl around just about the time our last show came out that set was canceled. And we didn't report it on Facebook because I really didn't want to be an alarmist. But what happened was the briefcase company that made the briefcase used in the picture signed that Marvel could use the briefcase in Avengers. What they didn't sign was that Disney could then replicate that briefcase and sell Blu-rays in it.
Oh, man.
So they filed an injunctive lawsuit against Disney and Buena Vista last week, stating they want untold damages, etc., etc. Well, we did mention on the last show that it was no longer available on the Amazon page. I took that as it was sold out. Turned out Amazon and Best Buy stopped taking pre-orders once that lawsuit was filed because they didn't know what would happen. And it was days of speculation and wondering, is the set canceled altogether? Will Disney just pay the briefcase company off? I mean, the movie did make $1.5 billion. They could probably shave a fraction of a percent off there to keep a briefcase company happy.
But at the same point, perhaps it should have been easier for them to run it by this company and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this. Would you want to get in on it? Or would you? What do you think of it? And then get approval beforehand.
Yeah, and here's what I don't get. Does it have a logo from the briefcase company? Because, I mean, it's just one of those standard, like, drug dealer, mafioso, like, steel case briefcases. I mean, there's got to be thousands of those out there.
It does not have the company logo, but there are not thousands, for this company has trademarked that design with those ridges.
Oh, so every time you see something shady going down in a movie where somebody's giving somebody one of those briefcases, these guys are getting a kickback?
Quite possibly.
Hmm.
Or it's a slightly different briefcase and a slightly different company's getting a kickback. But yeah, in this case, I took it as generic movie briefcase number one, but this company takes it as their livelihood.
Wow. I'm thinking of a side business now. I'm going to start manufacturing briefcase props for movies and offering less of a royalty than those guys.
Well, how often do they want to reproduce them either? But in this case, they did. And I really thought, because my Amazon pre-order had said that it was still shipping in September, I'm like, let's wait and see what happens. Nothing's official until it is announced by Disney. Websites were running false headlines like this set is canceled altogether. Other headsides were running the company was paid off. I waited for official word, which finally came late last week. Disney will not pay. The set is delayed until spring, when it will come with a redesigned briefcase.
Whoa. That's a big delay. They're going to lose a lot of business that way, I think.
I agree completely. It seems like people like myself who were thinking, well, I gotta buy Avengers anyway, and I'll get a Tesseract. Okay, even though I have 5 of the 6 other movies, I'll buy it again just to get this cool artwork and this Tesseract.
Can I point out something, though? I don't get this, because here's what happens. These DVD sets end up in a box. You don't display them. All these fancy packages. We had this discussion when DVDs were coming out, and they made the really cool Terminator packaging that was metal, and it was awesome. And they're like, yeah, what do we do with it? And it's stuck on a bookcase in a closet in our TV room in our last house.
Yes, but here I just really want the Tesseract and the briefcase.
That is going to sit in a closet.
Well, yes, just like the Blade Runner briefcase.
Uh-huh, does. Yeah. Or the Necronomicon, is that how you say it?
Necronomicon from Evil Dead. You are correct, but I've got to think that now that this is delayed past spring, people like myself who are thinking, well, I got to get Avengers anyway, they're the target market, right? You're not selling this to your casual Avengers fan. You're selling this to the hardcore fan who wants the briefcase, wants the files, wants the bonus disc, and wants the Tesseract, who probably already owns 5 of the 6. It's gotta hurt come spring when they will now own all 6 of the 6 movies and you are offering nothing new.
Right, well, that begs the question, are they going to revise the contents of that and throw something extra special in there just to grab that demographic back?
Yes. Yes, they are. They have already announced that it will come with even more than what was previously announced with those case files and the Tesseract and everything else. They have to. They have no choice because they're bent over now.
Bent over a proverbial briefcase.
To try to make up for it a little bit, Disney Movie Rewards, which I'd never heard of, not being a big Disney person, but it's a free program. You sign up, and when you buy Disney movies, you get points. If you buy the 4-disc Blu-ray set, you get points that will get you a free digital comic book, a free Avengers poster, which is one of the art from this briefcase by Matt Ferguson, and you can buy the other 3 posters in the set for $20 to complete the set. And you also get the Avengers Assemble soundtrack, but I think that's in this 4-disc set anyway.
So as not being a DVD, Blu-ray, you know, collector's set collector myself, does that grab you? Is that going to keep you all in on that, or does that do anything for you at all?
The digital comic book is Avengers Assemble number one. It's not like the exclusive comic book Walmart's getting. The poster's kind of cool. And since I was going to buy this elsewhere at other stores for other exclusives anyway, I don't have to buy this from Disney. You buy it anywhere and you go to DisneyMovieRewards.go.com and you can get this. So yeah, I'll go get the free poster. Sure.
So yeah, it just kind of saves you a step in the process of trying to figure out which of all these exclusives you might have gotten anyway.
Well, I've already gone to Best Buy and picked up the Steelbook. It was a $7 purchase. It's a cool Steelbook. And they were running low, and this was just around the time our show came out last week. So I'd say if you're interested in that Steelbook, get thee to Best Buy and put down your $7 pre-order.
They've also got some really neat iPhone cases if you're going to keep your iPhone or 4 or 4S for a while.
Yeah, but ours did not have a Hulk. They actually made a Hulk, and that was the one they were sold out of.
Oh, bummer.
And I've decided now that I'm not getting this briefcase, at least until spring, I'll definitely get two copies of the Blu-ray, the Target one for the bonus disc, and the Walmart one for the comic book. And then I'll maybe get one on DVD if that's an option. Like, Target oftentimes, well, no, that's going to be a bundle, and Walmart's going to be a bundle. I'll have to just buy whatever they give me. But I certainly won't be buying anything more than I have to get those two exclusives. And then I'll probably go to the forums with my spare Blu-ray and see what I can get $10 back for it or something.
I always hate when this happens, when there's Blu-rays and DVDs coming out for big movies because of the exclusives. Star Wars Revenge of the Sith nearly killed me. We took a day off work and drove around Central Illinois and St. Louis getting exclusives that other stores didn't have.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. There was a coin at Target, and Best Buy had something, too, and Walmart. Jeez, yeah. I only ended up buying it on regular old DVD.
In this case, I just want the comic book and the making of DVD. The fact that they're making me buy the movie twice to get those. Well, the other option is to take my luck on eBay. Will I save more by buying the disc twice and selling a copy of the movie, or by going to eBay and trying to get this exclusive, which is what I did with the Disney lithographs, because we don't have a Disney store. Driving to one is 2 hours each way. I saved money by spending $10 on them on eBay versus going and giving them $8. The $2 I spent extra, it would have cost me $20 in gas.
Yeah, and that's the tricky thing with some of these exclusives. You know, some of them may be sitting around long after the release, and others may be gone right away. Like you said, the Steelbook is running low in your area, so it's kind of a make sure you know which ones you want for sure and get them while you can before they do go to eBay and turn out to be super expensive.
Now, I can tell you that we speculated last week, what about Toys R Us? What would Toys R Us have as an exclusive? You get an exclusive $5 gift card for Toys R Us.
What fun is that?
Yeah. That's less than a figure.
Yeah, but I'd still use it, happily.
True, but you've got to think they're not going to be the cheapest. If you're just looking, you'll save $5 by just pre-ordering this thing at Amazon with their pre-order price guarantee versus paying Toys R Us inflated pricing.
Yep.
And speaking of checking it out, we also have another...
The Fantastic Forum Poll!
It's no secret that starting very, very soon, starting next month, October, Marvel is relaunching with Marvel Now, trying to keep up with the DC New 52, and coming out with a whole bunch of issue number ones spread out over a period of time. And with this comes a lot of new character outfits. And we talked about this briefly when they announced their first issue showing Hulk in armor and Iron Man in black and gold that looks a lot like that Iron Man 3 armor.
Yep.
Well, they've released some more sketches of some characters we're going to be seeing, such as there's Havoc, there's Rogue with a hoodie, there's a Scarlet Witch in a long trench coat, which is far more demure than the Scarlet Witch that we saw in the cover art coming up. And this gets me wondering, because we know that from talking to the guys at Hasbro that they try to tie into Marvel initiatives like Miles Morales as Spider-Man. They know what's coming down the pike long before we do and try to make figures for it. And I think there's some exciting opportunities here for figures, but by the same token, there's so many classic designs we're still waiting for.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like you said, it makes you wonder if we're going to see these characters sooner than some of the classics because they're what's happening right now, or if, you know, maybe some of them get pushed to the back burner and don't have to worry about it. Because, it's going to be hit and miss from character to character. Because I'm looking at this Havoc, and I know it's just a sketch drawing and stuff like that, but it's not all that exciting and new, you know? I mean, they put boots on him rather than tights, you know? But it would be interesting to see how many of these start getting mixed into the main line in the near future here.
My thinking is, if they're going to put out another Hulk, this might be a good Hulk to put out. If they're going to put out another Rocket Raccoon, this might be one to put out. And I think that the African-American Nick Fury Jr. to tie more into the Marvel Universe movies, and they can just reuse that Steve Rogers body, is pretty much a given. But I think that for new characters, I'd be in favor of more classic designs than the newfangled thing.
Geez, yeah, that Nick Fury would be an easy custom.
Yeah, take the Nick Fury head and hands and the Steve Rogers body, and that Hulk would be very easy for them to do, too. They just have to sculpt some armor and put it over that new super articulated Hulk body.
Yeah, maybe slightly different hair.
Oh, yeah, different head, but that's easy for them.
Yeah.
Thor has less nipples. They'd have to sculpt a new chest.
There's a lot of nipples in the Marvel Universe.
It's niptacular. Nova looks pretty similar.
Yeah, and Spider-Man looks identical. You don't change, you know, everything.
Yeah. See, what I wouldn't mind seeing is, if they want to do it, keep it themed, to make these some of the team packs that they put on the shelves, the four or the three figure sets. You know, that would be a great way to get a handful of them out there at once and not have them stick out like sore thumbs on your shelf because they're completely different from everything else sitting there. But I don't know. Like you said, a Hulk in this style, that would be awesome.
So we want to know what you think. Head to the Marvelicious Toys forums and let us know. And also, we want your store report. Give us a call at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. And let us know what you're finding, what you think of Marvel Universe Wave 18, Wave 19, some of the new Diamond Selects that have been coming out, or which Avengers DVD pack you're getting. Let us know, and your voicemail may be played on a future episode of Marvelicious Toys.
Well, that's our show for this week. Until next time, true collectors.
Make mine Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all of the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
I'm still waiting to see it. Jeez. Do, 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 do. Boom, boom. This sucks. Do you have a link, or is it just still on your phone?
It's still on my phone. It looks like it texted. It should be on its way to you via the Wi-Fi's.
Attachments always take a little bit longer.
I've noticed that. Sometimes Marjorie's don't come for like 10 minutes, and then she'll send me another text that's like, did you want it? Did I want what? That thing I sent you. What'd you send me? And then the picture comes.
I always have a little panic attack when like you or somebody else sends a picture or something and just like, need this? I'm like, oh shit, are they standing at the store waiting for my response? Like, how long ago did they send this? Have they been like standing there for 15 minutes waiting for me to say, oh, nope?
I usually give people like a 5-minute grace period. If I send a text, I figure I owe it to them to then stand around for like 15 minutes, or not 15, 5 minutes. But if they don't respond within 5 minutes, dude, you can't expect me to still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Chris sent me a text going, do you need King Loki or King Loki? And I got it like a half hour later. I'm like, from the Thor line, just asking if that was, I mean, I thought that was the one. He replied back, yeah, I've left the store, but I'll turn around and go right back for you. I'm like, no, dude, no, I don't need it.
I was clarifying. Even though I don't need either.
I'm just picturing him doing like a U-turn in his car and then getting the text message I don't need it and doing another U-turn and going back. Did the text come?
No. I suppose there's that scene from Silence of the Lambs with that guy in the jail cell.
Oh.
That doesn't make it any better.
All I can think of whenever I see that scene is the In Living Color spoof where he goes, I can smell your feet.
Oh, we did grow up in the same flipping.
I prefer Dickie. Anyway, that almost went really bad place.
Where do you prefer your Dickies, Arnie? Is that where this was going?
Finish that thought.
I almost said I prefer my Dickies on the inside, but then that sounded like I meant inside of me. And that's not what I meant.
Sure, it's not.
Oh, Arnie. It's kind of like how today the cool people have their pants hanging around their, like,
those
jock.
Are cool people.
In the future, the cool people tuck their shirt into their belt and let it hang down to their thighs.
I think those are called MILFs, right? Or cougars. The old ladies who do that, the super long t-shirts and whatever. Let's get back to Marvel's Kang.
I want to talk more about MILFs, actually.
Why does her outfit have nipples?
Does it?
No, it's the way Justin's light reflected. It just really hit both boobs right in the middle.
It did. It looks like she's got like white nipples.
Take a look at your picture, Justin.
Yeah, she's got one cross beam going on there.
That's why we call them headlights.
I'm scared. Why are there JPEGs loading in these notes that I can't see yet?
I didn't do anything.
I didn't put them there either.
Do you see what I'm looking at there?
Yeah,
I do. Oh, hey, it's the Marvel Now image.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought Marjorie was dropping dirty pictures in.
No. I thought about dropping in a topless Hugh Jackman, but I did not. I was afraid I'd get yelled at.